The tourist industry started to pick up over spring break, and the numbers are still steady with some 20,000 daily arrivals. We reached out to the state airport's deputy director, Ross Higashi, to understand how the department's been juggling the operations based on the growing number of travelers. Higashi has been with the airport's division for 30 years. He credits his managers, engineers, and the custodial staff in responding to these unprecedented times during the pandemic when physical distancing and sanitation is top of mind.
Similar to a stock market, it goes up and down. So it was up back in 19, it was our peak year. Everything was just doing really gangbusters, and then all of a sudden the pandemic hit us, and I'll just picture this place kind of like nobody's around. It was like a ghost town. I mean, whether you're driving around the airport or walking through the terminals, it was very, very empty. I can tell you right now that we had like 20,000 plus passengers going through our airport system. And that is very exciting news because it's good for also the state of Hawaii. And we've always had our food staff ready to go. I want to tell you that we did have to add a lot of different types of responsibilities, whether it be sanitizing and wiping down chairs, or even with the travel screening program that was basically started from its infancy back in March, and it's morphed into what it is today. And I think Hawaii has one of the better, I guess, protection or security type programs to vet out passengers that may have the virus. And I think we've done a good job. Our staff has pretty much kept following CDC guidelines so they themselves don't get, you know, infected as well. So we've had a very low number. I want to knock on wood that nobody else gets infected here as far as our state employees are concerned. But we've done a lot, and we're ready for the comeback of tourism. If they're already coming back. You can take a look at the numbers on our HTA website. The majority of the passengers are tourists for leisure travel, and we've noticed that passengers have been staying here for a longer period of time, somewhere between 5 and 7 days. You want to talk about concessions, everything's pretty much open. They're not open as long as they were before. Some of the shops are still closed. The concessions do monitor and observe the passenger flow. They also monitor the flights coming in, the scheduled flights. So they work around, you know, checking to see in advance of what to expect. Food and beverage, you know, our partners, they've done a good job. You know, passengers need to eat. We have the blind vendors that have small snacks and, you know, newspaper, sundry-type items, magazines for the tourists as well. As far as rental cars, I think you might have heard about the rental car industry. The rental car industry had basically a lot of cars left the islands because of the pandemic. And as a result, now they're trying to bring back the inventory. We're at about 75% inventory of what we had before. A lot of people have been complaining that they go on the website and they cannot find a car available. And part of that is, like I said earlier, is that the length of time passenger or the tourists are staying here is longer. It's about 5 to 7 days. It's a lot of leisure travel rather than business travel. And let me just tell you this, myself and my bond underwriters, my bankers, when we went to borrow money, that was the forecast. That was the prediction that Hawaii will be resilient because we are a leisure-type destination. You know, you can't touch, feel, smell the islands via a virtual communication like, you know, via Zoom or Teams or whatnot. So we're pretty much ready to go, or we are ready to go, and we've done a pretty good job. The concessions are doing well. They're back, I want to say, maybe about 50%, and they're monitoring the spending habits of the tourists. I think what we can see is that we've got tourists that basically were pent up, and we hope that tourism continues to grow, knowing that the vaccination programs throughout the country is getting there.
Well, what else can you tell us about the lift, you know, because we are hearing, you know, Hawaiian, Alaska, you know, those folks adding, you know, more routes back. you know, and I'm not sure what you're hearing from the airlines committee, you know, from United, Delta, you know, JAL.
Well, as far as Lyft is concerned, we expect to be somewhere near 80-90% by June as far as scheduled passengers. We look at the official airline guide. Again, as far as they call it load factors, the amount of passengers that take up the seating in an aircraft, that's to be seen. But we do know that by summer, based on the official airline guide and what we've seen from our carriers and meeting with them, we're looking at somewhere between 90 to 100% return as far as Lyft is concerned. The only area that is struggling is international, as you know, is because, for example, our Japan does not, they have, we have, they call it a pre-departure document check program that they're working on, but right now they can get tested from trusted partners and come to Hawaii and be free to go. But the problem is when Japanese tourists go back to Japan, they still have to quarantine for 14 days. So until that probably gets eased up, we won't see international traffic for a while.
And you just started, I think, with Korea, right, this past week or so?
Yeah, well, Japan has been coming in and, Korea, yeah. They have very limited flights, again, because, you know, it's that issue with the international countries where when they go back, they want their people to still quarantine. So it kind of sets the situation. It's kind of hard unless you can go back home and telework, I would say.
What about China Airlines?
No, we don't have anything going on right now.
Wow. So just still dead in the water from that country.
Yeah.
And I know you've got lots of construction going on over there. You know, hearing the equipment in the background. What's the latest on, I know you folks call it the Conrack project, you know, for the rental cars. How's that going?
That is to be fully operational by the end of the year. Our projection is December, provided that we don't have any hiccups with construction.
And as far as getting the fleet of rental cars back up, any word from the vendors there?
I've been reaching out to them, knowing that you're going to call me today. The issue that we have right now is inventory or car manufacturing. It's about the car manufacturers not being able to get the cars out because they're having problems with the chips. You know, chip manufacturers, there's a backlog or delay. So a lot of cars rely on computer chips to be part of the car itself. So, you know, how smart cars, and they're getting a little smarter today. So until chip manufacturers can provide the chips, we will see a low inventory on cars. So as you know, we need more cars right now. If you go online, like I said earlier, it may say that no car is available.
Well, I bet you the taxi cab companies might be happy, huh?
I'm very sure. I mean, we have the alternative. We started Uber Lyft a couple of years ago. I shouldn't call it Uber Lyft. I should call it TNCs, Transportation Network Companies. We also provide taxi service, and we also provide shuttle service as well.
Okay, so those are probably picking up with the lack of rental cars being available at this point.
I'll say so.
And as far as anything else that you could share with us just on the airport modernization, I know at one point, you know, there was a lot of criticism about the state of the bathrooms, that kind of thing.
Oh, so, yeah, so all the restrooms at the Daniel K. Inouye International Airport are being renovated. We expect that to be also done by the end of the year. We call it Terminal 2. It's the overseas terminal. As far as the Terminal 1, which is the inter-island terminal, that will be done probably within by the end of 2022. But every restroom that you see at the airport will be renovated. That is something that I wanted, and hopefully by the time my time is up in 2022, it'll be done.
That was Ross Higashi, Deputy Director for the Airports Division at the State Transportation Department. Again, Higashi tells us that work on that new Honolulu Overseas Terminal, the Mauka Concourse, on track right now to open this fall, which should help with efficiencies at the airport.